for the last couple of weeks, we've been doing the sugya of Eidah Mesira Karasi here on the Avdalah Amud Aleph. I think we've really done justice to the sugya. So many different parts, and so many moving parts of the sugya. And Baruch Hashem, we've gone slowly and carefully through the sugya, the din of Eidah Mesira Karasi in general, and the Machlokas Tosfos and the Rif, and all the aspects of Tosfos about Eidah Mesira Karasi, different parts of Tosfos, the Kaimalan. And then last week, we did Mezuyif Mitocha with the Gon Sheva Rif, famous sheet of the Gon and the Rif, that Mezuyif Mitocha might be Daraisa, the Stiris and Rashi from Sanhedrin to Daf Yud, and Tosfos itself, this concept of signing a Chasim HaShalom Lishma, or just signing before the Avis is even there, before the Sivan Rice is there, so many different parts of the Tosfos. So before we move on, it's hard to believe, but we are about to move on. And we're going to move a little bit, because there's not as much to say on Dalet Amud Aleph and Dalet Amud Beis. There's a little bit, but we're going to be moving in Mitzvah Shem. Right? The next big sugyas really are on Daf Hei Amud Aleph, a little bit, a couple of sugyas on Daf Hei Amud Aleph, and then on Daf Hei Amud Beis, there's a lot more, many, many, many sugyas, like five or six sugyas on Daf Hei Amud Beis. So we'll be moving a little bit, to try to focus on some of the key sugyas. But before we move on, I want to share with you one final nekuda, where the Kiva Egg is Kashi. It's not germane to the real sugya. The real sugya we've done, the back and forth of the sugya and the Mezuyif Mitocha and all that we've done. But this kasha made it big in the yeshivas. It's very important for Ki Vegas kasha. So I want to just talk with you today, in the time we have, half an hour, 35 minutes or so of the Gemara Chelik of the Shir, I want to talk with you about his kasha, what his answer is, why his answer might be difficult, what other answers there might be to his kasha. And with that, we'll close the circle of the Shir. The Gemara had asked on Rav Gimel Amud Aleph that according to a rabbi who holds the Fishem Beki and Lishma, that a shliach who brings a get from Medina Sayam has to say B'fanet V'fanenatam because Ein Beki and Lishma. There's some lack of awareness, lack of knowledge. They didn't accept the drasha. They don't know of the drasha of Lishma. So that's why there's a need to say B'fanet V'fanenatam. The question the Gemara asks, this is the kasha that we've been dealing with. The question is, who's the Tana of the Mishnah? Who holds that you need both Tziv Lishma and Chasim Lishma? So the Gemara begins by saying it couldn't be Rabbi Meir, because Rabbi Meir says Vekasev is going on the Chasima, he needs Chasim Lishma but not Tziv Lishma. It couldn't be Rabbi Elazar, because he holds that Vekasev is going on the Ksiva, you need Tziv Lishma, but you don't need Chasim Lishma. That's what the Gemara asks, then it gives the two answers as we describe. Factor Kiva Eger, why do we have to go past the first step? The Gemara says it couldn't be Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir holds what? That you need Chasim Lishma, but you don't need Tziv Lishma. Why couldn't it be Rabbi Meir? Rabbi Meir might not require Ksiva Lishma, but maybe he should require that the sofer should write the get Lishma, because a Ksiva of the sofer is always viewed as a Chasima. The Ksiva of the sofer should always be viewed as a Chasima. How do I know that? Well, not everyone agrees to that, but at least Shmuel, right? We had a Machlokas Rav and Shmuel about the Gimel Gittim Sulam. Right, the Gimel Gittim Sulam. What's the din of the third case of the Gimel Gittim Sulam? Right, Ein Bo Ella Eid Echad. There's only one eight on the Shtar, so that's Kashem and Atara, and it's Pasul Midrabanan. So what's the case? There's an Eid Echad on the Shtar. Has a Kashem and Atara. Like if there's only one eight on the Shtar, how could that be Kashem? It says Machlokes Rav and Shmuel. We're talking about Kosa B'Ksav Yoda with the eight, or we're talking about Kosa B'Ksav Sofer with the eight. Shmuel holds that it's kasha the ksav sofer. If ksav sofer with an eid echad, and that minatora is kasha. How's that kasha? You only have one eid on the get. So the Gemara explains, Rishonim explains Shita Shmuel, that Shmuel assumes that when you have a ksav sofer, the sofer, when he writes the get, he wants to be one of the eidim too. He automatically becomes one of the eidim too. So if you have an eid echad on the get plus the ksav sofer, you have your two eidim in Torah. Midrabanan, you don't have the two Eidim because we're afraid that since the sofer is not a real Eid, so maybe you could write any Zman. Maybe you could write any Zman on that, right? It has a Zman, but, you know, the one Eid is not the same as two Eidim, so we're afraid that there could be any Zman on that. It's possible Midrabanan. Minatora, though, it's kosher. Why is it kosher Minatora? Because you do have Eidim. Who's the other Eid? The Ksav Sofer is the Eid. He doesn't sign his name, he just writes the get. But that writing of the get, the assumption is that that is like an edus, right? He's writing the get only because the Das HaMeschayev told him to write the get. There's a tzivir abal. So there's a tzivir abal for him to write the get. Isn't that tantamount to a chasima? It's a fact of kiveger. Anytime that you have two edim signed on a get, you really have three Edim Sargon Midin. Just like by Ein Boela Eid Echad, you have a Ksav Sofer and an Eid Lefishmuel that's kosher. And what that means is the Ksav Sofer is always viewed as an Eid. That's a case where you have one Eid plus the Ksav Sofer. But in a normal case, you have two Eidim plus the Ksav Sofer. So there, Rebbe Akiva Eger says, according to Shmuel, it's like having three Eidim. Because you have the two Eidim that are signed there, the Torah's Eidim. And then you have the Ksav Sofer that also has a din of an Eidus. It also has a din of a Hasima. So you really have three Eidim. So what's the problem of the Gemara? Man haitana de bai ksiv lishma, bai chasim lishma. It couldn't be Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir only requires chasim lishma. He doesn't require ksiv lishma. Maybe the answer is it is Rabbi Meir. But Rabbi Meir requires ksiva lishma, not because ksiva has to be lishma, but because chasima has to be lishma. And every ksiva of the sofer has a din of chasima. Automatically it has a din of chasima. And if he's not going to write lishma, so even if the Eidim sign lishma, it'll passel the get. Midin nimtza echameyam karva pasle, do some potato. We have a Mishnah in Makkas and Avav, Rabbi Akiva says, that even though you really only need two Eidim. Two Eidim is enough, but if you have three, then they form a kat, they form a unit. And if Nimtza Echameyam Karva Pasel, hey, do some betayla. We don't say, Tiskayim Eidus B'Shah. Forget the third guy. We don't need him anyway. No. The Bekiva learns from the Pasuk, because it says, Apishnayim O Shlosha, that we're Makesh Shnayim L'Shlosha. Shlosha, Shlosha L'Shnayim. Right? Just like by Shnayim, if Nimtza Echameyam Karva Pasel, do some betayla. If one of two are Karav Apostle, of course he doesn't matter, because you don't have two. You don't have the basic Eidus over here. Who Adinami, Rebbe Akiva says, by Shlosha, Nimtza Echameyam Karav Apostle, Eidus HaMetela. Even though you have two that are kosher, but no, it forms a kat, and if you're missing one part of that kat, right, if one part of the kat is Apostle, so then the whole kat is Apostle. So, Factor of Kiva Eger, why couldn't you say that the Mishnah is like Rabbi Meir? Rabba is going like Shmuel. Rabba, who says Levishem Bekin Lashmuel, will be going like Shmuel against Rab. He assumes that every Ksav Sofer automatically has a din of a chasima. And if every Ksav Sofer has a din of a chasima, if the Sofer writes Shalom Lashmuel, even if Rabbi Meir will say the Kosav is going on the chasim, intrinsically you don't need a Ksiva Lashmuel. But the problem is, since the Ksiva serves as a chasima, you do need it Lashmuel. Because if it's Shalom Lashmuel, it'll turn out one of the Eidim is signed Shalom Lashmuel. Nimtza Echa Meyem Shalom Lashmuel, Idusun Betela. Because he's part of the kat, and his edus can't be miskabel inyan get. It's possible. It's possible to forget, because it's chasima shalol lishma. So maybe als chasima shalol lishma, the ksav hasofer, the ksiva shalol lishma is going to pass on the whole get. Because nimtza echameyam karva pasel, do some betayla. This is the kasha Rebbe Akiva Eger is. Very famous kasha. Very famous kasha. So what's the teretz? What's the teretz? So the emes is the teretz is more famous even than the kasha. Because the kasha, you have to be licked in the sugya. You have to really know gittin to understand this. I mean, you have to know the gemar gittin on daf gimel amid beis. And you also have to know ksav sofer, the machlokes rabbi shmuel and peva. Like, if you're not holding a gittin, you're not going to get the kasha. So normally, when I present this to the talmidim, I think we did this piece last year, right? So normally, I never give the kasha. Because it's ridiculous. If you're learning another masech, to get the kasha is out of bounds. But the teretz of Kivega's teretz, that can relate to anywhere. Right? So normally we give the teretz, and we hope that no one's going to ask, what's the kasha that he asked that generated that teretz, you know? Okay, when you get to Gittin, you'll see the kasha. But we got to Gittin, Baruch Hashem. It's Gittin sight. Right? Gittin's man. We saw the kasha. Kasha takanizing the kasha. It's a beautiful kasha. So what's the teretz? Let's see it inside. Let's hear the bark of the Kivega inside. This is on page Yud Zayin in the Kovetz. So normally when I give this piece, I just start with Nira. Nira Lanius Daiki. What kushya? You don't have to know there's a kasha. Okay. But I don't like that. I don't like, you know, give two lines. You know, like that. It's not a way to learn. Yeah. Okay, but sometimes you have to. You want to see a vart, so you have to see the vart. Okay, you got to learn how to skim. That's part of learning also. You got to learn how to skim to get to the nekuda. Sometimes you work on the kasha, but sometimes it's not shayach to you. So there's no avera to skim. You have to read the whole thing. You know, where you got to make a siyum on the whole kovetz. The kovetz is there to help you. Okay, enough of an introduction. Nira lanias daiti. Rabbi Vega says azoy. How do you answer this kasha? He says, "B'miyesh arbe edim chasum u'muktzasam chasma shalol l'shma." The aget kosher He says, I think the din of Nitzach and Makar Pasuk doesn't fail, doesn't apply if one of them is San Shalol Lishma. You have three Eidim, one of them is San Shalol Lishma, it's okay. The Bepsul Zed, the Shalol Lishma, ain't a Psul mispashet al kol ha'edim. The Psul of Shalol Lishma doesn't spread to the rest of the Eidim. The Eno Dome le Nimtza Echa Me'am Kar V'Pasuk. It's not Shaya to a regular case, Rabbi Akiva's case of Nimtza Echa Me'am Kar V'Pasuk by Karov. By Karov Apostle, right? The classical case of Nimtza Echamehem Apostle in some way, Eidus and Mitael. You know, one of them is a Karov, or one of them is a Gazlan, etc. The Hazam Apsul Begufo de Eid, Lochazi Lahoy, there the Psul is in the Gufo Eid. He's not Shayach to the Eidus. He might be Shayach to Eidus in other cases, right? If he's a Karov, so in this Eidus he's not Shayach, but he can testify elsewhere. Right? Apostle, a Gazlan, is Shayach to Eidus. If he does tshuva, he's Shayach to Eidus. In this Eidus, right now, he's not Shayach to Eidus. But it's Mamash Apsul Begufo, he says. Then Kain Shabbat Parach HaShas, Kevan Dishnei Eidim Chasumim Behu Omer Befanei Nechtam, Avim Ksivas HaSofer Nidon Kechasima, V'lavi Lishma, Mikamakam Koshim Mikach Ina Chasima Sa'idim Shalishma Chasmu. The Pekita Eges says, what's the din of Nimsach HaMayam Karab Apostle Eidus HaMetela? How does it work? How does it work? When there's a psul begufa eid, if he's nachazi lahoy, when there's a psul begufa eid, so the psul is mispashe to all the eidim. We treat it as though all the eidim are psulim. But by chasima shalom lishma, he says, there's no psul in the gufa eid. The eid is perfectly kosher to him be made. But he did something in his eidus, in his signing, he did something that renders him unfit to be an eid in a get. But there's nothing, there's no psul aguf over here. So if there's no psul aguf, you can't be mispashe. You can't have that psul be mispashe to the other eidim. If one eid is karov, so since there's a psul in the guf, so we treat it as though the other eidim have a psul begufa. But if one signed shalol lishma, so that's like an external psul. It's not psul begufa. It's not an intrinsic problem. It's an external problem. It's a davert study, so to speak. A davert study that's unique to get. So a davert study is not going to be mispashe to the rest of the eidim. He says the whole din of Nimsach HaMem Karo Apostle Yusuf Metel is not going to apply to Chasim HaShalol Lishma. So that's why the Gemara doesn't offer that as an answer. Gemara can't say no. The Mishnah is Rabbi Meir. And even though technically V'Kosav goes on V'Kosav, not on V'Kosav, but Chasim HaShalol Lishma is going to be Posel Mitzad Chasim HaShalol Lishma. Because then it's Nimsach HaMem Karo Apostle Yusuf Metel. He says no. Chasim HaShalol Lishma is not going to create Nimsach HaMem Karo Apostle Yusuf Metel. Because it's not an intrinsic soul to the aid. It's not an intrinsic psul to aid, so then it's not going to be mispashed to the other aid, and it's not going to passel the other aid. So that's why the Gemara had to give other answers, because this answer is not going to work, because Nimsachem and Karav Apostle Yusuf Metel doesn't apply to Chasim Mishlo Mishlo. What do you see clearly? Rabbi Kiva Eger is making a major assumption about the nature of the din of Nimsachem and Karav Apostle Yusuf Metel. How does it work? Rabbi Akiva has this rule, Makesh Shlosh Lashnayi, that even if you have another two Eidim left over, it doesn't matter. Once there's one Eid that's puzzled, he kills the whole card. He passels everything. How does that work? Rabbi Kiva Eger seems to be saying that it's because the psul beguf of one Eid is mispashe, it spreads to the other Eid. That's not mukhach to say like that. You could have explained differently. How could you have explained? You could have said that the idea of Nimtzach HaMem Karav Apostle Yusuf Metela is that when you have three Eidim testifying together, so they become a kat, they become a unit. Since they're testifying together. And once they become a unit, if part of the unit is batel, so then you're missing in the shleimus hakat. It's not that the psul of one spreads to the other. One of them is a karov, the others are not krov, they're not related to the bali dover. So why should I say that the kurva spreads? It's not really true, right? It's not a karov. What? The psul beguf, so the psul beguf spreads. It's a big chiddush. Maybe that's not the answer. Maybe the real understanding of Nimsach HaMem Karav Apostle Yusuf Metel is that three people testifying together become a kat, they become a unit. And if for some reason the Eidus of part of the kat can't be miskabel, it's a puzzle, or for some other reason the Eidus can't be miskabel, maybe you're missing in the Shleimus HaKat, and once you're missing in the Shleimus HaKat, so then the whole kat falls away. We can't use the kat. Not because the psul is mispashe, but because you're missing in the Shleimus HaKat, so that's it. Missing in the Shlemus HaKat, and the whole Kat, the Eidus of the whole Kat is both. If we learn like the second Sad, so then that would apply to Chasim HaShalol Lishma. So what did Chasim HaShalol Lishma is absurd study? The reality is, if one Eid is Chosim HaShalol Lishma, so his Eidus is not acceptable for the Gittin. It's not acceptable for this Get. So if it's not acceptable for this get, then you're missing a shleima sakat, because you have three edim over here. You have the two edim. You have the ksav sofer that's dino ke'ed. So if that chasima of the sofer is a chasima shelo l'shma, so it turns out you're missing the shleima sakat. And if you're missing the shleima sakat, so the whole edus is batal. It's not so partial. Rabbi Kiva Eger's understanding of Nitzah Hamem Kavah Pasuk Yisum Metel. That's a jump, right? His answer. He says Mikoach Chomer Akushya. He feels compelled to give this answer. Okay, he was so bothered by this kasha that he said Alumdus in Nitzah Hamem Kavah Pasuk Yisum Metel. But you have to realize even he understands that what he's saying is a chiddush, because he could have said Nitzah Hamem Kavah Pasuk Yisum Metel is just a dinish shleima sakat. And if it's a dinish shleima sakat, then even chasim shelo l'shma can destroy the whole kasha. Not only is this a possibility that Nimtzeh Chamem Kavah Pasuk Yisum Metela is a din in Shleima Sakat, but many have pointed out that the Be'yecheskel and the Stipler, they point out that the Gemara in Sanhedrin really sounds like that, against Rav Kiva Eger. The Gemara in Sanhedrin really sounds like the Nimtzeh Chamem Kavah Pasuk Yisum Metela is not a din in the psul being mispashed. No, it's a din in Shleima Sakat. And therefore, if you can't accept the Eidos of one of the Eidim, then that's Mevatel, the whole Kat. It's Mevatel, the Eidos, and the whole Kat, and then the whole kat is bottle. What am I referring to? The Gemara in Sanhedrin. We've seen this mission already. The mission in Sanhedrin and Afmem outlines the dinim of bedikas and chakiris. We know there's drisha v'chakira. So drisha v'chakira are the questions that we ask the Eidim. Questions about zman and mokom. Zman and mokom. Beis shavua, beis shana, beis chodesh. Exactly, precisely when the zman is. And then we also ask them about the mokom too. But then besides chakiras, there's also drishas. That's the bedikos. Bedikos means extra questions that we ask them about the maisa. You know, what type of gun was it? What was he wearing? That's not zman and makom, but it's details about the case. We try to trip up the eidim to see, are they really mechuvan? Are they really together? Is it a real eidus or is it not such a real eidus? Right? So we're marba bevedikos. We ask many other questions. That's called bedikos. We check out the edim very well. The Mishnah says, "Kolamar bebedikos hareza meshubah." Chakiras is precise questions, right? Precise number of questions about the zman. We also ask about the mokum, and that's it. And bedikos, we ask a lot more. All of the details of the case in order to see whether the edim are really mechuvan. So says the Mishnah on Daf Mem in Sanhedrin. Ma bein chakiras lebedikos. So what's taka the difference between them? See, the Mishnah says, Chakiras, Echad Omer, Eini Odeya, Edusen Betela. Bedikos, Echad Omer, Eini Odeya, Vafilo Shnaim Omer, Ein Anu Yodin, Edusen Kayemes. The Mishnah says, the difference between Chakiras and Bedikos is that if one of the Edim says, Eini Odeya, so by the Chakiras, it kills everything. Right? He's knocked out in the Chakiras. He has to answer the question. He can't say, I don't know. But in the Bedikos, if they contradict themselves, oh, that's a problem. That's a Hakosh in the Bedikos. But if one says, I don't know, if they ask him, you know, what color shoes was he wearing? He says, I don't know. What color pants? I don't know. I saw the murder, but I don't remember the detail. So that's okay. When it comes to bedikas, only if they're makhich each other is it a problem. But if he says, I don't know, then that's okay. This is the mission. This is the mission. So comes the Gemara and Afim Aleph and Mebeis and asks, like this. The Mishnah adds that Afilu Shnayim Omrim Einanu Yodim Edusan Kayemes. But even if two say Einanu Yodim, two say we don't know, Edusan is Kayemes. So, Frek the Gemara, my Afilu Shnayim Omrim Pshita. What's the difference? Afilu Shnayim, what's the Chiddush of Afilu Shnayim? Ki Omer Echad, Ein Yodea, Edusan Kayemes. Ki Amri Beitrei Nami, Edusan Kayemes. What's the difference? If one says Ein Yodea, Edusan is Kayemes, because if two say Ain't on the Yodin the Ed should be Kayim too. So Amar Rav Sheshe, Saresha Kayim. Rav Sheshe says, no, it's going on the Resha. It's going on the Chakiris. The Chakiris, Afilu Shnayim Omrim, Yodanu Ve'echad Omer, Ein Yodea, Edusan Betela. Right? Even if two say Yodanu, and one says Ein Yodea, Edusan Betela. That's the Chiddush of the Mishnah. Even if you have two who say Yodanu, if one says Ein Yodea in the Chakiros, then it's going to be Batel. Keman ki Reb Akiva, the Makesh Shlosha L'Shnayim. This is like Reb Akiva, who's Makesh Shlosha L'Shnayim. Right? So what's he saying? One says Eni Odea, two say that they do know. So even if one says, I don't know, in the Chakiris, it's going to be Bato. And that's like Rabbi Akiva, says the Gemara. Okay, then there's a kasha, Rav has a kasha, has a different pshat, but what's pshat over here in the Gemara? That it's like Rabbi Akiva, that one says any odeya, he's going to be mevatel the whole kat. What does that mean? So Rashi has his pshat. We're not even going to go to the Rashi. Rashi has his pshat. He really says Rabbi Akiva over here is not Rabbi Akiva, it's really Reb Shimon. Reb Shimon has a different sheet than Marcus, but let's leave that out. Tosis's pshat is a simple pshat. Tosis is, I'll tell you what the Gemara means. Rabbi Akiva is the Mar the Shmaitza. He's the one who says Nimtzachemim Kav Apostle Yosim Beteila. So here too, what does Tosis say? The Yesh Levarish Dada Kamar. Let's skip a little bit. Avol Omar Ein Yodea Kenim Tzachemim Kav Apostle Dami. The Reb Shimon Tiskaima Edus Bishar. The Rabbi Akiva Yosim Beteila. Behind the Kaamar Ki Rabbi Akiva. What does Tosis say? The Chiddush of the Mishnah is what? That if Shnayim Omru Yodimanu Ve'Echad Omar Ein Yodea. What's the din? I do some betayla by the chakiras. By the chakiras, they have to give an answer. If one says I don't know, then the edus is going to be batel. And who is that? Lies up the Gemara, Rabbi Akiva. Which Rabbi Akiva? Says Tosfos, Rabbi Akiva, who says nimtzach hamem kav apostle do some betayla. That's pshat in the Gemara. So think about it. What happens over here? One is saying eini yodea. He's not apostle. He's not a kohen. He's not apostle. He just says, "I don't know the edus." So if he doesn't know the edus, what is it? It's like a zero. His edus just can't be miskabel because he just doesn't know this detail. He doesn't know part of the chakiras. He can't answer one of the questions about zman and makom. What does the Gemara say? Rabbi Akiva would hold that nimtzach hamem kav apostle edus mitayla would be mavatel. It would passel the whole cut in this situation. One guy says, "I don't know about part of the chakiras," and now the whole edus is bottled. If you take Rabbi Akiva Eger's approach, that Nimtzach HaMem Kav Apostle is about spreading the psul of one aid to the rest of the cart, so what psul is there here? He said, I don't know. It's not possible. There's no psul begufo. The eidos can't be miskabel. There's something missing in the eidos itself. Right? But there's no psul begufo. It's that the eidos is not acceptable. Right? It's a neutral psul, really. I won't even call the word psul. It's just there's a chisaron in the edus. Let's call it a chisaron as opposed to a psul. There's something missing in the edus, but there's no psul in the gavra. So if nimtzach hamem kav apostle yosim beteila is a function of spreading the psul the gavra to the rest of the eden, so that you don't have over here. So why does the Gemara Sanhedrin say that if one says any odeya in the chakiras, we do apply nimtzach hamem kav apostle yosim beteila? So it sounds like nimtzach hamem kav apostle yosim beteila is not a function of a psul beguf. We don't have to spread the psul of one aid to the rest of the aid. No. As long as one aid's aidus can't be miskabel, there's a chisaron in his aidus that it can't be miskabel, that breaks the shleimus akat. Because if you have three aidim testifying together, you need a shleimus. And if he says, I don't know, so now his aidus, he said an aidus, he said something happened. But now we ask him about the details about Zman and Makom, and he says, I don't know. So once he says, I don't know, we can't accept the edus that he says. What happened? Right? The monetary edus, nefashas edus, whatever he said, we can't accept the edus. So we can't accept the edus. Now you've destroyed the Shleimus Sakat. If you destroy the Shleimus Sakat, then the whole edus is going to be bottom. It's not because of a psul begufo. If it's because of psul begufo, so why should this be mevatel the whole kat? He just says, I don't know. There's nothing intrinsically wrong about him. He's not a karv, he's not a apostle, he's not a gazlan. So why should I say yedusim betela? Must be that there's a din in shleimus akat, that the three edim have to testify together, and if we can't accept the edus of one of them for some reason, any reason, even if it's extraneous, it's not because of a psul, but there's some other reason. So then the Shleimus HaKat is batel, and we'll say, but if that's the case, then by us too, Bechasima Shalo L'Shema, we should say that since we can't accept his Eidus, can't accept the Eidus of the Ksav Sofer, forget, because Chasima Shalo L'Shema is possible by get, so Nimtzach HaMem Karv HaPasol Yisum B'Teil should apply, because you're missing in Shleimus HaKat. Wow. But Kiva Eger's answer, it's a beautiful answer. Lom d'she answer. It's not mishal lom d'she answer, but it's not muchach at all. And many point out from the Gemara and Sanhedrin, it sounds nitazon. It sounds not like that. That nimtzach hamem kav apostle yosim b'teila is not a din in the psul of one person spreading to the others, but rather it's a din in shleimus akat that you have a unit. And if for some reason there's a chisaron in the edus, there's a chisaron. I won't even use the word psul. There's a chisaron in the edus. either if it's a davar study completely, like if it's shalom lishma, or if it's not study, but it's not in the eidus because the eid says I don't know the answer to one of the questions about the chakiris. But either way, you're missing ishlema zakat. You're missing ishlema zakat. So then the whole kat is going to be bottom. The problem is if we reject Rabbi Akiva Eiger's understanding of nimsach and amkara plus nusim etayla, so says kasha. Kasha remains a good kasha, right? Kasha remains a good kasha. So why couldn't we establish the Mishnah to be going like Rabbi Meir? And nevertheless, the ksiva shalol lishma is going to pass on midin chasima shalol lishma. Midin chasima shalol lishma. Because we're not going to say nimsach and amkara plus nusim etayla over here. No, come on. I take that back. The ksiva shalol lishma will pass on midin chasima shalol lishma because we will say nimsach and amkara plus nusim etayla over here. Because you're missing in shleim sakat. Because you're missing in shleim sakat. So maybe we should say nimsach and amkara plus nusim etayla over here. So why can't the Mishnah be going like Rabbi Meir? Right, the kasha comes back. So what's the answer? What's the answer? So both the Divrei Yecheskel and the Stipler, they offer two answers, two very interesting answers. One answer that they give they say maybe by Chasima Shalol Lishma we don't say Nimzach and Amkar Vapas Lusim B'Tev, but not because of Rabbi Akiva Eiger's reason, maybe for a different reason, and that is that you don't need a psul in the Gavra to say Nimzach and Amkar Vapas. That you don't need. Not to be mispashet the psul in the Gavra. But the only way that you'll say Nimzach and Amkar Vapas Lusim B'Tev is if there's some chisaron in the Eidus. If there's a chisaron in the Eidus, so that will be Mavato the Kat. It doesn't have to be a psul in the gavra that'll be mispashe to the other eidim. That you don't need. But there has to be a chisaron in the eidus. If there's something missing in the eidus itself, so that's mevatel l'shleim sakat. But if it's not a chisaron in the eidus, despite the fact that one eid's eidus somehow is not going to be miskabel, but it's not a chisaron in the eidus, so then that's not going to make it nimsachem and karol pas l'usim b'teil. What do I mean? Take the case of Sanhedrin. Right? One aide says Eini Yodea. So, is that a psul? It's not a psul. He's not a karov. He's not a gazlan. There's no psul in the aide. Is that a chisaron in the eidus, or is that like a dovert study? What do you think? Is that a chisaron in the eidus? You better believe it, right? Of course, it's a chisaron in the eidus. He doesn't know zman and makom. He said the eidus. He told the story, but now the details. There are some details that are critical. Bedika is it's not so critical. If he says I don't know, that's okay. But if he does know the answers to the chakiris, doesn't know the answers about Tvan and Malcolm, there's something missing in that Eidus. There's a chisaron in the Eidus itself. So maybe that's why the Gemara in Sanhedrin says that if he says any Odea, then Nimzach and Akar Apostle Lusim B'Tev does apply. Because you might not need a psul in the aid in order to say Nimzach and Akar Apostle Lusim B'Tev, because you don't need a psul to be mispashe, but you do need the chisaron to be in the Eidus itself. If the chisaron is in the eidus, you have a cat of three eidim. And now one of the eidim is a chisaron in his eidus itself, so that will say that you've been mevatel the shleima sakat. And the shleima sakat, the eidus of the cat, has been mevatel, so therefore the whole cat is batel. But by chasima shalol lishma, there's no chisaron in the eidus itself. Right? Chasima shalol lishma, is that chisaron in the eidus, or is that something external to the eidus? It's external to the eidus. It's a didn't get. It's a technical halachin get that the chasima has to be lishma. It's not like if he's chosev shalol lishma, there's something missing in the eidus. His eidus is full. His eidus is complete. It's a zaitik chisaron, as we would say. It's a side problem. A davar study. So it's only a davar study. There we could say that the shleimus hakat is not batel because the eidus hakat is not batel. Okay, so one of the eidim, I can't accept his testimony because it's shalol lishma. But is there a chisaron in his eidus? No. So there's no chisaron in the eidus of the cat. The eidus of the cat is gevaldik. It's just this eid, even though his eidus is good, but he's puzzled for a side reason. He's only puzzled for a side reason. That's not going to destroy the eidus of the other eidim. So even if I don't need a psul in the gavra to say nimtzach and amkar of apostle eidus metela, but I do need a chisaron in the eidus. Eini yodei is a chisaron in the eidus. Shalol lishma is not a chisaron in the eidus. So that's why over here, we're not going to say Nimzach and Akrav Apostle Yusuf B'Tayla. So that's why the Gemara had to give a different answer, because it couldn't be Rabbi Meir. Because even if the sofer's ksiva is viewed as chasim, but it's chasim shlo lishma, it's not a chisan in the edus, and the din of nimsa achamem karav pasalus and table will not apply to chasim shlo lishma. Okay, this is one of the answers that they want to suggest. Shalom aleichem.
Pasuk says in chasim nasim, that's it doesn't seem like it's a
davar
study.
No, for kasev l'sefer krisis, it's not a davar study to get, but it's a davar study to the edus. Would you say there's a chisar? No, but the chisar, if the sofer, okay, let's be simple over here. If the sofer writes the get shalo lishma l'fi rav, not shmur, right? Because the sofer is not an eid. Right? So if he writes to get shalom lishma, is that a chasima shalom lishma? No, it's not a chasima shalom lishma. He wrote to get shalom lishma. So according to Rabbi Elazar, let's say, is that a psul?
No.
According to Rabbi Elazar, if he wrote to get shalom lishma,
oh yeah,
chasima shalom lishma, Rabbi Elazar says the get is possible, right? Is there a chisaron in the edus of that get? No, there's a chisaron in the ksiva. The ksiva is shalom lishma. So now, Rabbi Meir says the chasima has to be lishma. So if the chasima is shalom lishma, is there a chisaron in the edus of the get? No, the edus is gevaldik. It's just there's a din that the get has to be signed lishma. That's not a chisaron in the edus. It's just this din of lishma is attached to the edus. So that's the dovid study. It's no different than a ksiva shalom lishma. Ksiva shalom lishma also. There's nothing wrong with the salt with the edim. There's something wrong with the get. The get is shalom lishma. Even chasima shalom lishma. There's something wrong with the get, but there's nothing wrong with the edim. The edus is fine. It's just there's an extra halacha that has to be lishma, but that's not a reason to say there's a problem with the shleimus hakat. The edus is gevaldik. It's just there's a din that if the edim don't sign lishma, then it's going to be possible. Look, if the edim signed the shtar moment, shlo lishma, is there a chisaron in the edus there? No. So what's the difference between a shtar moment and get?
There's no din of.
No, but that's exactly the point, that the din of lishma in get is a din in get. It's not a din in the edus. The fact that the edus is kosher and shtar imam proves that there's no din in the edus to be lishma. It's an extra halach in get, so he didn't do the right thing. Okay, so his edus can't be miskabel because it's shlo lishma. But it's not going to affect the edus of the other edim of the kat. Zach?
If we're saying that the ksiva is like a edus on the like the of the of the get, like an edus on the get, then but didn't we say that like Rish Lakish that if it's on a shtar, it's already communicated to you do something? I don't understand how other Gemara could be a question.
What edim achasum al shtar?
Yeah.
Mishnah edus on the bezdin.
Yeah.
Right. What do you say?
So why is the other Gemara kasha? Isn't the other Gemara talking about speaking like edus bepeh?
Okay, right.
So, how's the question?
No, the question is, we want to, over here, it's Kamisha Nechkira, but if it's Shalol Lishma, so maybe it's the same thing as an aid who says, I don't know about the Chakiris. Over here, he's not going to say, I don't know. It's done. It's Kenechkira. But if it's Shalol Lishma, so there's also something missing in this aid, right? So if there's something missing in the say, then Sa'achamam Karva Pasla the Taylor should apply. So the answer is no, it doesn't apply, because here the chisaron is not a chisaron in the edus. If he says Eini Odea, so that's a chisaron in the edus. He's not testifying properly. So there, Nim Sa'achamam Karva Pasla will destroy the Shleima Sakai. But here, Shalom Lishma is a Gittin halacha. It's not an edus halacha. It's a din in Gittin. Okay, so he didn't sign in the way that the Torah requires a person who's signing for a get to sign. But that's a side chisaron. It's not a chisaron, it's not an intrinsic chisaron in the edus. There's not an intrinsic chisaron in the edus. So Nimsa Chamayam Kavapas Lewis and the Taylor is not going to apply. Okay, one more. Yeah.
Just to clarify, they're really just adding on to Re'ikir. I mean, they agree the Pesul Neguf is the reason.
But that's because they hold Nimsachamem Karva Plus Lewis and Mateo doesn't require a hispashtus. They don't need the psul to be mispashing. They're going with the second approach of Shleimus Hakat, but they're limiting it, saying when is Shleimus Hakat going to be batel? Only with the chisaron and the edus, a chisaron in his edus.
And also Gufa
Edim? Gufa Edim, of course, because if one ed is puzzle, so then his whole. That's a psul in the aid. If he can't be an aid, so then his edus is not acceptable. The edus of apostle is not acceptable. But if his edus is shalol lishma, there's nothing wrong with the edus, but there's a problem vis-a-vis get. The problem of shalol lishma is a side problem for get. It's not a problem in the edus, so the din of nimtzeh achamim kavod pas lusim b'teilu will not apply. Okay, this is one answer that Divrei Cheskel and the Stipel wanted to give. But there's another answer that they give, and it's actually even more basic, a more basic answer. You know, when you hear Rabbi Kivega's kasha, you're like all astounded by the kasha. But sometimes you got to take a step back and say, let me think through the sugya. Let's go straight over here. We said there's a machlokas Rashi and Tosis what the problem is. What are we afraid of? What is Rabba afraid of? Lefishem Ekelishma. Right? This is Chazar from the exam. Right? What is Rabba afraid of? There's machlokas Rashi and Tosis. Rashi and Tosis on the bottom of Beis and Beis going up the middle of Rashi says we're afraid that it might really be Lishma, meaning that the Sofer wrote it for one Yosef ben Shimon, and then he gives it to a second Yosef ben Shimon. A problem of Shalol Lishma. And Tosus says, no, it's just a laz ba'alma, right? That we're afraid that Baal will say the Sofer was writing it l'Hislamed, he wrote it only for practice, and then he gave it to me. And I used it, right? So these are the two options. Rashi says it's real Shalol Lishma, that he is Motzah Get, the Baal found a Get, Kosov L'Shem Echem Ibn Eiro, Shmo Kishmo, and he used that. Tosus says that there's a laz that the Sofer wrote it Kedei L'Islamed, and then the Baal used it. Rabbi Kiva Eger's whole kasha is that maybe Rabba is going like Shmuel, he assumes that the Ksiva Sofer automatically is like a Chasim. It's like a Chasim. Because when the Sofer writes it, when there's a Das HaMeschayev that's telling the Sofer to write, so the Sofer who writes it, he's like signing for that Meschayev. Yeah, but the problem is over here, what's happened? If the whole Chashash is that we're afraid that the Sofer, according to Rashi, the Sofer wrote a get for Reuven, Reuven number one. And now Reuven number two is using it. For Reuven number two, right, the Ksiva of the Sofer was not meant for Reuven number two. So maybe you can't call that a chasima bechlal. He's not writing it b'toras chasima for Reuven number two because he doesn't even know of Reuven number two. And similarly, according to Tosfos, if the tain of the Baal is that, what, the Sofer wrote it, Kedei L'Islamed, he wrote it for practice. So when he wrote the get, he wasn't writing it for this Baal. He was writing it for practice. In either case, Bein Lefi Rashi, Bein Lefi Tosfos, the Sofer was not writing it for this individual. He wasn't writing it for this Baal. He was either writing it for a different Baal, or he was writing it stam, not for anybody. Right? So maybe the only time that we say that the Ksiva Sofer is Dino Kachasima is if he's writing because there was a Meschayev, this Das HaMeschayev that told him to write, so automatically we look at it as though it's the Meschayev told him to write. He's an Eid Chosim as well. Right? This Das HaMeschayev that he should be treated like an Eid Chasima. But if the whole concern of Rabba, right, that he needs to find an Atam because the Ksiva is going to be Shalom Lishma, right? If the whole concern of Rabba is that the Sofer is going to be writing a get, not for this Baal, he'll either be writing it for a different Baal, or he'll be writing it Stam for practice, so then there's no Havamina that his Ksiva should serve as a Chasima. The Ksiva can only serve as a Chasima as if he's writing on behalf of the Meschayev, so the Das HaMeschayev for the Ksiva can be Das HaMeschayev for the Chasima too. But if that's not the case that we're talking about, Avada his Ksiva is not going to be the Chasima. His Ksiva is not considered Chasima then, because he didn't sign for this individual. So the whole Kasha is not a Kasha to begin with. Kasha never began. The whole Kasha is, well, once the Sofer writes, so we should treat his Ksiva like a Chasima, and in Tzachemim Karav Apostle Yusuf Betela, we should be Mavatel the whole get. No, because the case that we're talking about, the whole Chashash of Rabba, is that we're assuming that the Sofer may have written the get for a totally different person, or for no person at all, not for this guy. So if he's not writing it for this individual, then there's no way we should consider his ksiva to be a chasima, because he's not writing it on behalf of this mechayev, on behalf of this baal. So if it's not considered a chasima, so then there are no three edim over here. There is no kat of three edim mechalal, because maybe we can't consider the ksiva of the sofer to be like a chasima unless he's actually writing it because the Meschayev told him to write it. If there's Das HaMeschayev for the Ksiva, then we can treat it like there's a Das HaMeschayev for the Chasima. But if the Chashash is that he wrote it Stam to train, or he wrote it for a different Baal, so then he's not Chosim for the Baal that's actually using it. So he's not Chosim for the Baal that's actually using it. You can't consider his Ksiva via Chasima. So there is no Nimtzach HaMeim Karv Apostle using the tail. There are only two Edom over here. His Ksiva is not a Chasima. So the Ksiva is not a Chasima, So then it shouldn't matter, even if it's ksiba shalo lishma. Rabbi Meir says you don't need ksiba shalo lishma intrinsically. You'd only need it as a chasima. But here, if he's not writing it because the Mischayev told him to write it, so he can't be considered one of the Eidim HaChasumim. So not one Eidim HaChasumim. So the whole bit of Nimtzei Achareihem Karav HaPasul Yisum B'Teila is not going to apply. Okay, these are the two answers that the Divrei Yecheskel and Stipler offer. They're not like Rabbi Akiva. They say Rabbi Akiva Eger is right that this is not a kasha, but not for his reason. They give other reasons to explain why this kasha is not going to be a kasha. Okay, I'd be happy to talk further about this, but let's talk after Shira, because we do want to finish Siddur Kiddushin today. And we've been